Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Do you guys like to think about time travel?
A little bit.
Every once in a while, I guess.
Do you like time travel movies? Shows?
Yes.
It's always fascinating to me. Time travel movies and shows. Okay, so I have a hypothetical for you. If you could time travel to any period of time, what would it be?
Safely?
No, this is part of the hypothetical.
Okay.
You just get to travel to whatever time period, but you have no plot armor once you get there.
And you are not just an observer, you are taking part.
You are there and you're able to interact with people.
Okay.
I think if you go any more than 80 years back, you're really...
You're asking
you're
for it?
Dicey, yeah.
Yes.
80 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And even that, I think, is a little dicey, yeah. Okay, if you say 80 years and all of a sudden... Do you have the exact destination, like where in the world you're going to land, or it's just going to be...
No, you have the exact destination.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you didn't have that, and all of a sudden you're in the middle of France during the the Allies moving in, and you're in the Battle
right.
of the Bulge.
You would have to research your location as well as you can,
yeah.
because it's
going
to drop you in that spot.
Yeah. Spot.
At that moment. So you're going to try to pick a place where relatively little conflict is going on, but you don't want it to be such a remote location that, oh, God, I got to walk 3 days to get to the nearest settlement.
So you stand the best chance of blending in if you picked something like 1920s Paris. Everybody was happy. There was no, between world wars. And you would... Life was semi like it is now, where you could kind of assimilate.
Right.
Anything I think.
Limited Wi-Fi.
Right.
Anything greatly before that, and I think you're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
You got to really carefully plan your wardrobe. What are you going to end
up? Yes. You're going to have to make sure you've designed the right costume and tried to get vintage clothing. I mean, you can't get. Much before when? Like, do we have clothes from 1800?
I'm sure on a movie set somewhere.
Well, those are fake, but I'm saying, like, do we have actual vintage clothes from, like, Louis the 14th, for example? Do we have some of his costumes?
Oh.
Well, yeah, that guy in the insurance commercial, he time-traveled, that King Henry.
Okay.
Sorcery!
I think you couldn't make it a day if you went back to the 1400s.
No way.
Really?
You'd no idea what was going on.
Someone would shoot you with something just because they thought you were sorcery.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no way.
Just the way you would talk, it wouldn't fit in.
Okay, so basically a lot of the interesting times from human history are just off the table.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, it would be amazing to actually witness what went on in Jesus' time and Jesus' life, since he is believed to be a historic figure, right? That he actually existed. So you're going to go back and...
In a bedsheet?
I guess you'll be dressed up as, you know,
like you're going
the way your Baptist
party.
Church does it at the Easter Passion Play.
You're still going to stand up. You're going to be like, what are you wearing?
What is this fake outfit? You're not going to understand anybody's language.
No.
That's going to suck. You're sitting there. You're in front of the actual Jesus, and he starts talking, and you're going, oh, crap. I it sounds wise. Are you guys getting this? Y'all are all getting it, right? I don't understand.
You'll probably starve to death within a week, too, because I don't think there were grocery stores with prepackaged items.
Did Jesus ever walk into an HEB?
No. Oh. So you'd have to figure out how to eat, and you would immediately, you'd be homeless. So you'd start stealing, probably, because you'd get so hungry, and then you'd be shot or head cut off.
Right. I don't know. The Romans weren't that... They weren't that punitive, were they?
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
They were pretty civil.
You'd be caught stealing on day two, and they'd cut your head off.
Oh, my gosh.
We could not last. There's no way we could last a week back
then. Yeah, I think you better put it to like the 1950s or 60s or something.
Okay, well, what about... But that's people's lifetime now.
I know, but we didn't live that time. That's amazing.
You're given the gift, the miracle, the superpower of time travel. And the farthest that you're going back is just to like a few years before you're born?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be the most comfortable.
Because I don't want to make it a suicide mission.
Gosh.
Yeah, if you die when you go back in time, that's it, right? You can't come back.
No, you're dead.
Yeah, so anything pre-1900 is probably a suicide mission.
Okay, here's another rule. It has to be at least 80 years before now.
Okay, I'll take...
Actually, I'm going to change it. It has to be before the oldest person that's alive right now. Before they were born. That's the only way that the time travel machine works.
That's probably, they're probably 114 or something, 110.
Yeah.
So let's just say
115. It has to be 115 years before now.
Oh, man. So 1910.
Pre-1910.
No air conditioning.
I'll go back to 1909 then.
Still don't have a grocery store.
They had grocery stores then.
Yeah, you're going to go up, the meat's hanging up. What are you going to... What are you going to say?
George, most of the world is like this.
Hot dog?
Yeah, but we don't know about that.
We're the softest generation.
Yes, absolutely. You're still going to starve, and you're probably going to get shot in 1909. Especially
you. You're not going to immediately die in 1909.
It depends where you would go. If you went to New York City in 1909, you could kind of figure some stuff out. But if you went out west in 1909...
Would you be trying to talk like that? Hey, you're saying? Come on, guys!
Yeah, go
the
see...
The way we think that everyone talked back then?
I'd go see a Yankees game.
Yeah, great would that be?
I'd stuff a few 20s in my pockets before I went back, and I could live for 5 years on that.
Yeah, but I think it looked like fake money to them. I think we've redesigned the 20s. You'd be like, hey, yeah, it's authentic. Look at the hologram in it. What?
I'd take a credit card.
Get up and start doing cheers like, let's go, Yankees!
Yeah, so here's the deal. You can't, you would have to source antique money,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Which, it's out there. People collect that stuff.
Yeah.
So you'd have to go get some old bills.
So if I took a credit card and said, where's your tap to pay?
Oh,
they wouldn't
gosh.
Understand.
Oh, wow. Y'all have near-field technology? Some tap to pay?
Can I use my Google Wallet on my Android phone?
You'll take Apple Pay? Can you pay in apples?
Sure.
So, let's say you couldn't take any money with you wherever you went.
You have to get a job.
You would have to get a job.
There's
what could
no
you do
way.
In 1909?
Well,
you'd be shoveling horse manure in the street. You'd have to clean up. It's just manual labor.
You know, my first thought was there's no way you'd get a job, but you would go back and you'd be one of the smartest people.
Yes.
In America.
Yes.
Based on what we know now, taking all that knowledge back, you'd probably get hired immediately.
Although you would have to watch it, because if you did try to do your parlor trick of predicting events and predicting the future.
They'd say sorcery and shit.
Yeah. They'd say sorcery, or they'd say you're insane, and they'd stick you in something that's actually called a lunatic asylum.
I am not.
We will one day all have little rectangles in our pockets that we can talk to and have access to all the world's information. Throw him in the lunatic asylum. No, it's true. I promise you. It's a whole Apple deal. And then there was some controversy over the Foxconn outfit.
Don't act too smart. Don't predict too much. Just shovel the horse poop.
From now, we will take a rocket ship to that moon.
What?
Lock him up.
You're out.
Right.
Space Force.
Tell them about Space Force.
Yeah.
You're going to be considered insane. Okay, but if you have to get a job, is it worth it to shovel horse manure for a week till you get a dollar because of what they pay, and then you're so beaten down at that point, don't you just want out? And you're like, I've seen enough of 1909.
Yes. How long do you have to stay back?
A week.
So that was what I was trying to get to in my hypothetical, but you guys provided such resistance early on. Was that the breaker on this was supposed to be that you have to stay for 3 months.
No matter where you go.
No way. You
have to stay for...
I'm not going back to yesterday. Gosh. If I have to stay for 3 months. Yeah,
what do you mean? That doesn't make any sense.
I can barely make it through today. There's no way I can make it through 3 months in 1909.
Okay, no 1945.
Way. Even that would be tough.
When we had, what was it, Vagina Day or whatever? The VJJ Day?
VJ Day.
The Nazis.
Yeah. You couldn't make it 3 months in 1945 after
really
the end of the World War.
I think it'd be tough.
Yeah, it would be tough. I think you would have a chance, though.
But now that's
much
outside.
Better than 1909.
What about your 115-year rule?
That's true. Year rule.
Well, I'm trying to find the point where the resistance gives a little bit.
Well, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the ODEC. So this is a win for us because you're frustrated.
I'm frustrated, yes, because y'all. I basically told you you can have this superpower, and y'all said that's all right.
Nope.
Time travel.
We don't
the
even
obsession of man wait, since the wait, beginning wait. Of science fiction, and you guys just said no to nope. it.
You're giving us we this did. Incredible miracle, and we don't want to go back to yesterday.
No,
yeah. We're working on refrigeration,
asses.
Food, and AC. So no.
Well, we had those see? Yesterday, George.
No, I'm talking about 1909.
See, the softest generation has spoken.